Hey, y'all. It's Meredith just checking in during this busy holiday season. It is officially late December, so hopefully you've been enjoying some of the fun things going on in Athens this time of year. I wanted to check in and tell you about some of my favorite local lights displays. If you haven't made it out to the State Botanical Garden for their Winter Wonder Lights or to the Expat for their Miracle Bar pop-up, those are booked up until the 26th at this point. Those would be great options to do between Christmas and New Year's, especially if you have family in town, but go ahead and make your reservations now. There are still some really over-the-top neighborhood lights and other displays that you can check out before Christmas, so here's a list of some of my favorites. There is an amazing display of inflatables and lights at the corner of Jennings Mill and Orchard Creek, totally worth checking out. Then you can head over to the Chick-fil-A on Atlanta Highway, always a treasure. You've probably seen it, but it's really good, and it's right on the way to the next spot, which is 265 River Bottom Road. This is the Electric Elf. It is light show set to music. It changes every year. Also, there are other fabulous houses on River Bottom to look at while you're in the neighborhood. Westover Drive in the Piedmont Hospital area has an incredible inflatables display. The yard is completely packed. The kids love it. There's an incredible one on Westlake Drive. I'm not sure of the address, but it's somewhere between Beechwood and Lumpkin Street on that stretch. And believe me, you'll know it when you see it. It's amazing. We also love to drive down Millage. That stretch between Broad and East Campus has so many wonderful displays. Some of them are the Greek houses. Some of them are businesses. There's some great stuff to see. Also, take a little turn off of Millage onto Parkway Drive. There's a house right near the corner that has some great inflatables. University Drive and Hampton Court in Five Points also have beautiful homes with very tasteful holiday decorations. Totally worth a look. Nations Church off 441 near Athens Academy has a musical light show every night from 6 to 10 through New Year's Eve. Worth the drive out there to check that one out for sure. If you're out in Winterville, the Winterville Arts Council puts on a contest, and there is a map. I will link to that in the show notes where you can go around and look at all the houses that are participating in the Holiday Lights Contest. Out in Oconee, I have not vetted these, but I have it on good authority that some great neighborhoods for holiday lights are Christian Lake, Old Waverly, and the Jennings Mill neighborhood. Just places to drive around and look at all of the houses. The amazing display that was formerly housed at Coal Springs Road with the little tiny houses that the kids could walk in has been moved. Last year was their final year at Coal Springs Road, but Lunsford Farm in Elbert County has added that to an existing walkthrough display. Apparently they have hot chocolate and popcorn, a really magical place about 40 minutes away. I will link to that in the show notes. There's still a few fun holiday events before Christmas. We have Caroling Karaoke at Authentic Brewing. That's Tuesday the 19th from 5 to 9. Also at Authentic on Christmas Eve, which is the 23rd, there's a concert with Mary and the Hot Hottie Hots. So that will be a lot of fun. The Holiday Hustle Club show at Hendershot's on Thursday the 21st has sold out. If you know where I can get tickets, hit me up. As of now, there are still a few tickets available for the Nutcracker at the Classic Center, the 22nd and 23rd. That's put on by the State Ballet Theater of Ukraine, and it's always a fabulous production. Winter Wonder Lights at the State Botanical Garden will turn into disco nights, adding a 70s disco theme to the party from January 4th to 7th. Those reservations are available on their website. And of course, on December 30th, everybody's going to be watching the Orange Bowl, watching the Dogs take on Florida State. That's at 4 p.m. on the 30th. So be on the lookout for some watch parties for that. Also, New Year's Eve this year is on a Sunday, but the bars are open. They can stay open one Sunday a year, and this is the one that they chose. Stay tuned to our Instagram and Facebook stories for New Year's events. You can follow us at Totally Athens on Instagram or at facebook.com/totallyathens. We'll be hitting the ground running after the new year with some great interviews and lots more great content for you in 2024. I wish you a healthy, happy, safe holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you in 2024. Cheers, y'all.